Are there any children that would like to come up for a children's message? Just making sure. Hi, Josh. Hi, Zach. How are you guys doing? Good. Do you notice anything different about me today? No? Nothing at all? Do I usually wear something else? Usually wear a robe? That's one thing. There's another thing. You're looking at my tie. That's what I wanted to talk with you about. I don't always wear a bow tie, do I? No. But I wanted to wear it today. There are a few reasons. There are a lot of good reasons to wear a bow tie. One reason, I knew that the praise ringers were playing the bells today, and they sometimes wear bow ties, and so I thought I would wear it with them, but they left me hanging, didn't they? Yeah. One time when I was in grad school, I had a teacher, a professor that wore bow ties, and I learned a lot from him. And so I like to wear a bow tie sometimes because it makes me think of him, and I like that. There's another thing. If you wear a bow tie, if you go get a drink of water from the drinking fountain, you don't have to worry about it, a long tie getting into the water. So that's kind of an advantage. But the downside is you have to make sure your shirt is ironed. But that's not why I wanted to talk to you about a bow tie. Another reason I like to wear it is it reminds me of the Bible. It reminds me how I think we need to read the Bible. Any ideas why? Okay, maybe you can help me out. There are two main parts to the Bible, aren't there? You know what they are?
Yeah.
What?
The New Testament and the Old Testament.
That's right, the New Testament and the Old Testament. And what do we often think about those? Do you like one better than the other? No? You like them both? Good for you. You like them both? Sometimes we think the Old Testament, well, that's just old, and that really doesn't have a lot to do with us. And the New Testament, that's more about Jesus, and we like that one a little bit better. But when I wear a bow tie, I kind of think, you know, maybe one side is like the Old Testament, and the other side is like the New Testament. But they're connected right here in the middle with the knot. Any idea what the knot is, this middle part?
A bookmark?
A bookmark? Well, no. I think you can think about it. If you think of this part as the Old Testament and this is the New Testament, the middle of the Bible, what's in the middle of the Bible? What's the center of the Bible?
A knot.
What?
A knot.
A knot. What did you say, Josh? Jesus, that's right. I think it's Jesus. You know, the Old Testament points to Jesus, and the New Testament happened because of Jesus. And if we think about reading the Bible that way, that everything in there points to Jesus. Like Jesus told his disciples after he was raised from the dead. He talked to the disciples about that, how the prophets in the Old Testament and everybody in the Old Testament pointed to him. And so sometimes if I forget about that, if I start thinking, well, the New Testament, that's where it's at, and I see a bow tie, then sometimes I remember that what's in the middle of the Bible, what's the center of the Bible is Jesus. So maybe you'll think of that the next time you see a bow tie too. You think? Okay. You ready to go to children in worship? Let's bless the children. Christ be with you as you go to learn and worship. Go in peace.